Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
That was brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, just 90 minutes from wherever you are. Take it away,
Link. All right, what you need to know is that we've got breaking news.
Oh, okay, breaking news. Corporate Greg is in the studio.
I am in studio now, Cappy. I have talked to the Dodgers.
Okay.
I've spoken with them.
On the phone.
No, it was an email.
Oh.
We have a resolution. These Dodgers, I swear, they let us in, Cappy. We have credentials. You and
nice.
I have a credential.
There it is.
For tomorrow night's
Look at that.
Game,
now we can talk about the Dodgers. I was withholding Dodger content.
No Dodger content if we're not allowed there.
What about Morales?
Full review over if we're not allowed in. I can only ask two at a time.
So, okay,
so
you asked for two.
We have to figure out Morales.
Yeah, but you asked for two.
Yes.
You got two.
Got
that was two at a time.
Correct.
Now ask for two more.
You need 24 hours prior. Not going to work.
Well, the game tomorrow is at 7 o'clock, right?
You're pushing it, Cappy.
Yeah, that's 26 hours.
This is not something to push. We got the credentials, all right? We didn't get them today. We got
Cappy
them tomorrow.
Does.
This is a good thing.
What about a nice parking pass, VIP parking?
They may actually give it to us. I don't know. We'll see. Probably not, though. We'll probably have to park below and walk
I'm
up.
Not driving in your Prius with smoke coming out of the lungs of the car.
No more smoke. And I'm also getting it fixed on Thursday. I already have a guy coming out.
Yeah, but tomorrow
there's a guy. Andrew, he's got a guy like you.
Andrew
you got
Lopez
guys.
Is a listener. Great guy. Thank you very much for coming out on Thursday.
Andrew Lopez?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's coming to the station to fix your car?
No, he'll come to my place.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Cappy, it's the Cappy Hour, by the way.
You're darn right it is. It is the Tito's Cappy Hour, as a matter of fact. And you know what? I'm so glad you mentioned that because I've got my Tito's bandanas right here. I should probably rock one of these rascals right now. Tito's, simple, smooth, and every sip as easy as the last. Tito's homemade vodka tastes just as good with tap water as it does with your favorite mixer. I am a Tito's soda drinker. On occasion, I'll have a Tito's on the rocks with blue cheese olives. It's got to be three blue cheese olives. Two's not enough. Four might be one too many. And you know, when Tito, back in the day, came up with Tito's vodka, the first thing he did is he distilled it, he hand-bottled it, he taste-tested it, he sent it to his pals, and then he taste-tested it again to give you the finest juice around. No frills, no flavors, no fancy labels, just the good stuff. Go to titosvodka.com. And George, I don't know if you know this or not, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. I hope you're watching the YouTube feed, because I got my Tito's bandana right here.
Thank you, Cappy. While we have you here, Bergman.
Yes.
And now that we can, we don't have to embargo Dodgers content since they've provided you with credentials.
Yes,
no
I was
embargoing.
Worried for the Blue Review that we were not going to be able to talk.
Yeah, I mean, I was legitimately willing to withhold Dodger content on this show.
I'm sure you were very willing to do it.
No, not, I like the Dodgers.
Yeah.
They're the one team that I have adopted, as I've said here.
Yep.
But I was willing to just do basketball and football the rest of the summer if we had to.
If they were going to do that, I wouldn't blame you.
But I'm glad I didn't have to do that.
Right.
So,
thank
hell,
you,
I might have even sold my tickets for the game I bought in July, if that would have been the case.
Oh,
just
in
a stand of
time.
Solidarity. Now I no
Mateo
longer have
that.
To do that.
Mateo probably wouldn't like that, though.
I don't think he would care one bit, to be honest with you. He's 5 years old. He does what I say.
He can do a Padres game.
Yeah. So no, that's a two.
No, that would be no, but
drive.
that would be your battling back if you had to.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm selling my Dodger tickets. I'm gonna put my money into the Padres.
But that means I gotta waste gas.
No, you take the train. Mateo would love the train. The train is amazing. God, the train is awesome.
That's just going
overboard.
The train is so fun.
You could take him to the Angels game when we go for the Angels Gardos game.
I could take him to the Angels game. That's true.
We're going to the Angels Gardos.
Yeah.
Well, I have. What day is that?
I think it's the 24th, maybe.
Oh, I don't think I'll even be around back then.
I'll look.
I'll be doing the conference finals at that point. So, probably not.
Yeah.
It's my guess.
Walker
Buehler.
Yeah.
So, what is a reasonable expectation of Walker Buehler?
So, a reasonable expectation is that he...
For the short term and the long term.
Yeah, for the short... Okay, so let's just talk about today, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
A reasonable expectation is he goes 3 innings today.
Fair enough.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you think?
Wow.
The guy was going to go 6?
No,
he hasn't pitched
in
almost 300 days.
No, hold on.
No, 600, 700 days.
Wait a second.
Hold on, but let's just clarify that. He hasn't pitched in the big leagues in that period of time. He has obviously done all of his rehab. He's gone into the minor leagues. He's pitched in games. Yeah, so he hasn't pitched in the big leagues in a really, really long time. I acknowledge that, but three innings, really.
Yeah, if he goes more than three innings, I'll be very happy. If he goes five, I'll be ecstatic. I just don't expect him to. He's going to go out there with a lot of nerves. He even said that if he didn't have nerves, then he wouldn't be a very good pitcher. So very much, I don't expect him to go very long at all. I would have Ryan Yarbrough ready to go. To go three, four innings.
Anybody
after
talk
him.
About a pitch count? I mean, and I wonder if they put this out publicly. Did anybody say, hey, look, his max number of pitches is 75 or 80 or whatever?
I'm sure like a pseudo pitch count is out there, but they kept him down in AAA to get up to 90 pitches.
He only pitched 21 and two-third innings down in the minor leagues. Yeah, and six starts.
Yeah, it was six starts, and they wanted him to stretch out to 90 pitches. Yeah. I don't know if he actually made it up to 90 pitches, so I would expect around 75, but it just depends how he's going. If he's five innings in, is at 75 pitches, and he hasn't given up any runs, they may push him a little bit further, but for the most part, they're going to go pretty safe on him.
Sounds like he averaged, George, about four innings per AAA game. I don't know if you're looking at any kind of a game log or any sort of broken down stats that you might look at to see what he may have done or like what his longest game was.
He
any
was
sort
up
and
of down.
Splits that he might have. I mean,
he
I'm
averaged wondering. About three and two-thirds innings.
Okay. So maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, Bergie. Maybe he only does go three innings. Maybe they do say, hey, you know what? Bullpen, be ready to go. All we want to do is get him a start.
He's an opener in this scenario.
Yeah. I was thinking was more like five innings. Not to push him and not to like put him into trouble, but I was just thinking that, you know what? If he could get through five innings with about like 80-ish pitches, like that would be a really, really good start.
You'd be ecstatic if he did that. So
yeah,
like whatever he can go is how long they're going to let him go. But for the most part, I mean, he's stretched out. But for the most part, if he goes more than three, I'll be very, very happy. Yeah. I just want him to be healthy later on down the line because he was the best pitcher. He was the ace for a few years. So if you can get him back to that level, then that's great.
Well, you don't even need him to get back to the ace level. You know what you need him to get to? You need him to get to the number three level. You know, right now you have a one and a two. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You have a top two guys in your rotation. If Walker Buehler can be your three, and then in the second half of the season, or maybe even pushing it into the postseason, if you could get Clayton Kershaw to be a four-ish, okay, then all of a sudden now you're talking. But between Glasnow and Yamamoto, you've got a one and a two. You need Buehler to be your three.
No.
That's it.
Absolutely. So whatever he can give you this year is gravy pretty much at this point. And you don't have to put as much pressure on guys like Paxton and Stone and maybe even Bobby Miller can kind of come back when he's ready more so than being rushed back. So there's a lot of things that Buehler pitching well down the line will be great for this team.
Bergie, what are we going to eat tomorrow night when we go on our mandate to the Dodger game?
See, I'm thinking like some helmet nachos.
Ooh, helmet nachos always good.
Always
Although I don't love the cheese on the helmet nachos. Yeah. I wish they had real cheese, not the cheese whiz.
Yeah, that's what they use there. So I like the helmet.
I like a little natural cheese.
Yeah.
Melted natural.
Much better, but it's a ballpark. But I like, personally, I like the...
I mean, they make cheese on cheeseburgers. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
That's true.
I know, but George, like if you're in
helmet.
Philadelphia,
like
you probably got
to
go with whiz in Philly,
I don't like the whiz.
Well, that's
gotta
like blasphemy in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't like the whiz.
All right, so guys, so we're going to have some helmet nachos. I don't want to have helmet nachos.
Then what do you want?
You go to center field. They have some good tacos.
King's Hawaiian, and they have a King's Hawaiian spot.
They have a King's Hawaiian spot. They also have a Shake Shack if you want a burger and a shake.
I would like to try and eat as clean as I can at a ball game.
Well, good luck with that.
Good luck, man. I mean, it's cheat day tomorrow, man.
No, I can't be cheat day for me tomorrow. I can't
be. So you could have the meats and not the carbs.
Well, then I'm not going to go to King's Hawaiian because, I mean,
that's a bread place, but I'm saying like the tacos.
Yo, what do they got? They got like a sushi joint for me.
I don't think they have sushi.
I don't know if I trust sushi at a ballpark. No, they do because I remember people making fun of it. Yeah.
I have been in Seattle. I went to their stadium, and I mean, it's not like we're that far from the ocean.
LA.
You know what I'm saying?
Right on the ocean.
We're in Los Angeles.
They do that whole thing where they throw the fish.
Cody
I get
that
it,
they
but
do
I mean,
have it.
The ocean from Dodger Stadium is like 40 minutes.
Let me ask everybody a question.
They got rid of Farmer John. I don't know if I trust much.
In the circle of trust, what's the healthiest thing a person could eat at Dodger Stadium?
Okay, they will send it.
They have a bowl. They have bowls.
They have bowls, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Cappy.
Yep.
I think you can go with the meats. Just go with the meats. Get a Shake Shack burger and see if they'll give it to you with lettuce wraps instead of a bun.
Protein style, huh?
Yeah,
there you go.
I'm
going to
be that guy at a ball game. Hi. hi, Shake Shack.
Okay, then just throw away the buns.
Can I have the protein style?
Throw away the buns then.
And by the way, to everybody who's behind me in line, hey, it's just me getting protein style.
Yeah, but no, you don't have to get a hot dog. Don't get a hot dog.
I'm going to film that. If you do that, if you get it protein style, I'm going to film it.
That'd be great.
And you talking to all the people behind you.
Yeah. So, Cappy, you can do that. By the way, I'm trying to see who was it that said this. Because I've said repeatedly that the Dodgers are the team that I have, you know, I have adopted here. So it was very disappointing had that been the case. So J.R. Costa in the Sedano Cap Circle of Trust says, what will it take for At Sedano to adopt the Lakers and Rams? To which I responded, we are very close on the Rams. As close as you can get.
Yeah. I mean,
Sean McVay.
And he's great.
And I feel like Sean McVay and I have a cool relationship. So I think because of that, I am probably more a Rams fan than I am any. I am like, because people think I'm a Dolphins fan. I'm not. Like, honestly, I always predict their downfall. So I kind of know.
Predict
like,
it or pray for it?
I don't know about pray for it, but I predict it. You know what I mean? Like, so I just haven't been, ever since Dan Marino retired, I really haven't been like this huge Dolphins fan.
And you also had training.
And that's 20 something years ago now. So the Rams, right, I have created a real relationship with Sean McVay, which I like. You know, I like him a lot. You know, I thought when Raheem Morris was here, he was great. I feel like Puka was awesome with us when he was on the air. I kind of established a quick hello and conversation with him at the NBA All-Star game.
How about when I gave Aaron Donald a glossy 8x10 that's sitting in his office right now?
Big Wit, this is just
Big
last
Wit
week.
Was on with us. Ernest Jones was on with us, telling us that he was better than Steph, right?
Like we almost had one of their defensive linemen killed last week in Hermosa Beach by the
You know what?
Umbrella.
I'm going to make it official.
Wow.
The Rams. That's it. I'm in on the Rams.
You're a Rams fan now?
I am a Rams
full
fan.
Full on. So you're now a Dodger fan and a Rams fan, never a Laker fan.
I don't know about never, but probably not
my
guess.
That's going to take a little bit more.
Well, I feel like it's hard for him to be a fan of any
NBA.
Well,
I also cover the NBA a lot more closely, you know what I'm saying, than I do the other sports. So it you know, I don't really like cover baseball. And I mean, I've done some NFL games, but like I don't do them regularly, you know?
No.
I don't know, Bergie. Tomorrow night, you and me, mandate, Dodger Stadium.
Yes, sir.
Looking for the healthiest thing I can eat while I'm there.
Good luck.
Oh, LAFC. I also have LAFC.
Yeah, I'm a big LAFC fan, too.
Yeah. So, all right, Cappy, you and Bergie on a mandate. So, Walker Buehler, 3 innings. If you get more than that, it's gravy.
It's gravy. I'm very happy with that, but I expect nothing more than three
innings. My prediction is 5 full innings.
Be great. I'd love that.
By the way, I've got breaking news.
Okay.
According to Cody, who just sent me this tweet, it's $35 for the assorted sushi box at Dodger Stadium.
Bergie, does that come with the credentials?
No, absolutely not.
Since don't I get got any ideas, Cap.
Since I got their credentials for us, you're getting the food, right?
I was actually thinking that as the highest-ranking ESPN executive taking me to a Dodger game, I thought that was your deal. I thought we were on the company card.
I got the breakfast burrito when you guys did Sedano and Cap in the morning.
True.
And then you got a meal after a Laker game.
I got the Yard House that night.
Yeah, you did.
With that really nice nacho plate that you had.
So I guess it's my turn or we split.
I guess so. Yeah, no, I guess it's your turn.
No, we split.
Well, I mean, yeah, we could go Dutch, but
we could go Dutch.
All right. $34.99 for the home run platter of sush, huh?
That's right.
You can afford it.
You get that one, and I'll get my own.
Not anymore. I can't, George.
Why is
that? Not anymore because of what happened to me this weekend.
Well, tell me more about that on the other side. And also, let's dive into the new edition of Lakers coaching candidates carousel.
Okay.
Because there's a couple guys who got off the carousel. Let's just say. So we'll have that for you in a second. But first, let me tell you, Mother's Day's around the corner, guys. You got to get to Books.com. All right, we're hooking you up, dude. 25% off if you go to Books.com. Books, short for bouquets. Books.com is Books.com, promo code ESPN, and you get 25% off. Who's taking care of you, baby? I am. That's who, okay? So here's the deal. Mom took care of you growing up. Mm-hmm. You got to take care of mom. She wiped your booty, for God's sake, okay?
Wiped it clean.
Clean, each and every day.
And I want you to know something. That line that you just said, wipes your booty, George, it had me order my mom Books this morning.
Good, because she wiped your booty too.
You sold me on getting my mom some Books.
Yeah.
Just because of what you said, ordered them this morning off my plate for the week.
Yeah, I mean, look, she drove you to school, she cooked, she cleaned for you, all that. But wiped your booty is probably the most important part.
Are you impressed that I bought Books?
I did. I'm very impressed that you bought anything, but let alone Books for sure. Yes, I'm very happy for you. So here's the deal. But not only do you got to hook up mom, if you got a wifey, girlfriend who may be a mom, you know, you got to take care of them, right? You got to make sure to take care of abuela, right? Auntie, maybe your sister, your cousins. Take care of all the moms in your life, man, because they need it, okay? And Books, man, they're different. Flowers are cut fresh, sourced directly from the best flower farms. They last way longer, okay? My Books during Valentine's Day for my wife lasted weeks. Not even a joke. Weeks. Almost three full weeks, okay? They got flowers even grown on the freaking side of a volcano, man. All right? Books has a modern design, unique flowers you can trust anywhere. So you go to their website, Bouqs.com, B-O-U-Q-S.com, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Promo code ESPN for 25% off. And you select the date, delivery date, and an assortment, and you're good to go. Get it done, dude. There's only a couple days. You don't want to be in the doghouse with mom or abuela or your wifey or your sister or your auntie. You don't want any of that. Just let Sedano and the crew here hook you up. Bouqs.com, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Pick a flower assortment. Pick a date. Promo code ESPN. And boom, 25% off, okay? Bouqs.com, use the promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's B-O-U-Q-S.com, promo code ESPN for 25% off. Bouqs, promo code ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I feel like I've missed a bunch of what happened over the weekend. I saw Drake came back with his own diss track, but that one fell flat, it felt like, just based off, I didn't hear it. But based on the reactions I saw, many people, the consensus felt like he fell flat. Is that fair, DeAndre?
That's very fair, yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah. Kendrick just come with the heat. I mean, he dropped the Family Matters Drake did over the weekend, and Kendrick responded immediately with Not Like Us, which I might have to, you know, play at a 6:15.
Oh, there we go.
I got news for you guys. Right now, these rappers are just like wrestlers. This is all choreographed, all thought of.
I don't think so. When you see the stuff they're saying about each other, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. It's all publicity.
I don't think you drag a guy like that.
I mean, they have said some pretty damning stuff about Drake.
Yeah. That's like,
I think that, look, do you want my personal opinion on this? And DeAndre and Lindsay, you can tell me if I'm crazy. I think that a lot of the guys in the rap community don't feel like Drake is one of them. Okay? They have had a different upbringing. A different life experience, and I feel like they look at Drake as a guy who started on third base. Is that a fair assessment?
That's very fair.
Yeah, I mean, he grew up on a Disney Channel TV show. You know,
he was on Degrassi.
Yeah,
right.
Come on, guys, come on. Leave my Hebraic brother alone. That is my Hebraic Canadian brother. Come on, leave Drake alone.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you that I feel like that is the read I get from the hip-hop community, mostly about Drake.
I think someone said, don't get me wrong, I think that Drake is talented, but I don't like when he tries to act like he's, you know, from the streets and that he's, like, he tries to get into, like, the gangster rap. Like, he's not that guy.
It's because they really know, like, how, like, Drake is. Like, his true, like, music aspirations, they really know, like, what he really is, like, you know.
Which is what?
You can't really call him a certified rapper, you know what I mean?
Like, he's Kendrick, R&B singer.
Like, Kendrick Lamar is a certified, like, rapper. Like, J. Cole is a certified, like, lyricist.
How do you get your rap certification, just so I know?
No, because, like, Drake makes other hits. Like, he's a pop artist.
It would be interesting. We should have a course, Cappy, is what you're saying.
Right, it'd be nice if I could go get a place where I could go to get my, like, certain places you can get certification to become an electrician.
Intense training.
Or a plumber. You know what I mean? It'd be nice to be able to get a certification to become a rapper.
We should get Cappy a certification.
Yeah. Like maybe Snoop has like one of those schools that I could go to. You know what I'm saying?
That's an idea, Cap.
You remember how there used to be a place called the Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
Right.
Remember?
Right. Like, the Snoop
so,
School
and
of
they were
rapping.
All around the country, right? Yeah. So it's like Snoop School of hip hop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like one of those places like DeVry University.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
University of Phoenix. Right.
Right. Right. Snoop U.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
I mean, how come nobody feels that way about Snoop? I mean, Snoop's in bed with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, but Snoop is, for real, come on, man.
I mean, I'm just saying that. I mean, you know,
right, but there's a difference between, like, you became more commercial later as an older, like, person than him being, like, one of the originals of the originals. You know what I'm saying?
I think I hear what you guys are saying. I'm just kind of reading between the lines about what you're saying about my man Drake.
I mean, Snoop became a businessman after becoming a business, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't think that's frowned upon because he's Uncle Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, whereas this dude, like, he's trying to portray himself in a way at times, to Lindsay's point and DeAndre's point, that people they know his real upbringing and background, and they're like, nah, you're not that dude.
Did he go to Cranbrook? That's a private school. And by the way, if you got that, you know how down I am.
His name is Aubrey.
Jonathan Watson, who is a very valued member of the 710 family and the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust, says Drake is getting the Russell Wilson treatment.
That's right.
There you go. To put it in sports terms, Cappy, there it is.
Why don't you guys just all have the guts to say what really is going on here? Come on. Come on, Jonathan. Say what's really going on here.
They think Drake is a little corny?
Yeah, but there's a reason for that.
What's the reasoning?
Come on. You know it, DeAndre. Listen. You know it. I know it. Russell Wilson knows it. Drake knows it. Jonathan Watson knows it. They all know it. Everybody knows it.
Is it because he was on Degrassi?
No, he ain't got no street cred. And you know why he ain't got no street cred?
Because he's not from the streets?
That's right.
Right. Well,
that's exactly what they're saying.
That's what we were just saying.
You got to the bottom of it, but leave it to me. Leave it to the middle-aged white guy of the team to figure it all out.
You know, I think you can get your credential, certified rapper. If you ask Romeo on your radio how maybe Romeo can help you navigate. You know what I mean?
That's a good idea. Romeo on your radio, I'm going to call him up. I'm going to be like, yo, how I get my certification, dog? You know? Now, you guys also, one other thing real quick. Since we're talking about all this diss track stuff from this weekend, right? Did you see the dude who last week did the diss track of everybody on 710?
Yeah, like a Mason and Ireland listener, right?
And then Mason and Ireland played it, right? But he got everybody on the station. He got me, you. He got everybody.
Yeah, I didn't think it was very good.
I didn't either.
Well, it turns out that I heard it on Twitter.
I mean, he doesn't I'm not saying this.
He doesn't have his rap certification. Let's just say that.
I'm just saying, like, have you if you listen to that and listen to like Mario flow. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mario's got a real flow. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about what he said in the diss track. I'm talking about the sound of the flow. Mm-hmm. And, like, this dude, it sounds like he created it, like, with, you know, like,
He used AI.
ChatGPT.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So it wasn't, like, original. It just sounded kind of corny. You know what I mean?
Well, it turns out
that I
heard
like
it.
Sounded kind of like Drake, huh?
I don't know about that.
Drake sounds a lot better. Drake's got like real ghostwriters and like a lot of people working.
I mean, isn't successful. Goodness.
No. I love Drake. Like, I'm a big fan of Drake.
I'm okay with Drizzy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a fan of Drake. No, I'm just saying, as far as this whole beef thing goes, he looks
pretty
bad.
I just prefer Kendrick, if that's what you're asking me.
All I'm going to tell you guys is that the guy who sent the diss track last week, I heard it on Twitter. And I was like, who is this guy? I didn't know. So then I followed him on Twitter for some. I don't really care.
I think he just mentioned that you followed him on Twitter.
And then he mentioned, he's like, yo, man, Cap followed me. So now, apparently, George, he's coming with like some sort of a Sedano and Cap diss track rap.
Okay.
And we'll see if we should certify
Well, let's see if
guy.
It's any better. Laker
we'll see
poems.
If we can certify him.
Lakers poems. If it's. I didn't love the one. I just don't. I want you to flow like Mario Ruiz, okay?
But like write it yourself instead of like ChatGPT.
Yeah, don't do ChatGPT. Yeah. Right. Mario writes his own stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mario's like a legit artist.
Yeah.
Mario's great.
Right. So I don't want no ChatGPT because that's cheating, okay?
Yeah.
People that, don't just like that Mario's
just
got so
like
much
Lisa Ireland got upset or was appalled that John's love letter or whatever was ChatGPT. I am also appalled at the unoriginality of ChatGPT.
I don't understand. Mario, I agree with you. I think Mario's great. I love his lyrics. I love how inspirational
he
is.
Here comes a butt.
No, there's no but. I don't like the fact that people, because I've asked Mario, I'm like, why do you think like this stuff's not really like banging? You know what I mean? Like, why is it not catching on? He's like, dude, there's too much like Christian undertones to it. You know, that's what people tell him. And I'm like, what the hell, man? I actually think it comes off as very inspirational.
Very
I like
positive.
The lyrics.
I agree.
Yes.
All right, Cappy. So Laker poems. Let's get an original Laker poem from Laker poems. Okay.
You do you, Laker poems. If you ChatGPT it, just lie to us and tell us you wrote it.
Oh, well, if you do that, I think we could figure it out. But nonetheless, hey, Cappy, we didn't get to the Laker candidates, but we did talk about Laker poems. So there's that.
Right.
That's Laker we could do that at 5:45. We got Radio Tinder next. But first, tell us again about your friend. Hello.
Yeah. So the thing about Avner Gadd is this. You know, we've been working together now for the better part of a year. And, you know, when people say to me, they're like, well, I don't really understand what Avner Gadd does and why would I need to call him and explain this to me? And so I've spent a lot of time with Avner, his wife, his daughter, his son. I mean, I've gotten to know the Gadd family and I've gotten to know what it is that they do. And you know what it is? It's not just Avner. It's an entire team of people with a lot of experience in the industry, in particular the insurance industry. You know, a lot of the people that work on Avner's team used to be people who worked in the insurance field, and then they switched sides because they understood how effective Avner's team was. Some of the people who work on Avner's team used to be in the restoration business, so they would rebuild homes after disasters. Some of them used to handle things like hazardous materials, asbestos and lead. That was literally their daily work. And then there were other people who now work on Avner's team that used to be in the legal profession. They worked for law firms and they were handling bad faith claims and, you know, general business disputes. So the point is that Avner's got this very diverse team. Think about it. When you hire Avner Gadd, you're not just hiring Avner, you're hiring this team of people that are behind him that have all this industry know-how. And when you're represented by Avner Gadd, you've got that whole team and all their experience on your side. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Nobody messes with Avner Gatt's team. Avner Gadd is kind of like a football team. He got the offense, the defense, the special teams. He got everybody. And you got access to the entire team. Here's what you do. You call 818-917-5256. If you find yourself in a dispute with your homeowner's insurance and they're not going to pay you what it's going to take to fix the problem, Avner's team takes care of it. 818-917-5256. 818-917-5256, or go to his website, Avner Gadd, A-V-N-E-R-G-A-T, AvnerGadd.com. When you call, Avner answers, hello!
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
All right, so you know, Ric Flair's been kind of wilding on Twitter lately. I know
who
that.
Who has? Who's wilding?
Ric Flair.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. Oh, I saw he ripped some restaurant in Gainesville or something?
Yes, that's what I was actually going to talk about. So he put out this tweet yesterday that said that he spent $1,500 at said restaurant to, quote, be disrespected more than he ever has in his entire life. He said after he took 20 pictures with customers and staff, he was asked to leave because of an issue he had with the kitchen manager taking too long in the bathroom. Then he said, I would highly recommend that anyone who wants to enjoy a relaxing time in Gainesville at a nice restaurant to never visit this place. Woo! Of course, he signed it with a woo. So, I was going to ask you guys, have you ever
Wait, he needed to use the bathroom and the kitchen manager was using the bathroom?
He just said, I was asked to leave because of an issue I had with the kitchen manager taking too long in the bathroom. So I don't know if he was mad because, like, the kitchen manager, because it was taking too long in the bathroom, his food wasn't coming out on time, or he thought, I don't know, but that's what he said. I don't know what the exact issue was, but I want to ask you guys, have you ever called out like a business publicly on Twitter and tagged
them? I mean, I'm sure I have. Off the top of my head, I don't remember, but I'm sure.
How about,
I've done it with airlines.
Yeah,
for
how about
sure.
On the air? How about on the air?
I do it on the air. We've done it on the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you think of any?
Well, I mean, one that comes to mind was when George got that ticket. Where were you? Were you in Hermosa?
Oh, the city of Manhattan Beach.
Manhattan Beach.
I mean, we called Jacob on the air.
Oh, that's right.
Where they legitimately ripped me off based on the meter. I knew I put in the amount of the meter and it didn't add up. And then all of a sudden my meter expired well before it was supposed to.
But calling people out now on social media is like the new thing.
But that's also can backfire on you.
Yeah, but it can help you get to where you need to go. Like, I mean, if you have a problem with an airline and you tweet and you talk about your problem in social media, the airline will like DM you privately. Hey, it's Delta Airlines. Can we do this like without the whole world watching? Do you mind? You know, what's the problem? What can I do to help you? You know, they definitely respond to negative publicity on social media.
Yes, they do.
When you're Ric Flair, I don't know, how many followers does he have on Twitter?
Woo!
A lot.
Let's see. He also called out Kendrick Perkins, too, for his take about
LeBron. Well, he watches ESPN all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a big Cavs fan. He was at the Cavs game on Sunday.
He's a Cavs fan?
Yep, sure
he's
is.
He's an everybody fan.
Well, but he's, like, always been a Cavs fan.
Oh, really?
I mean, he's a LeBron fan.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. But yeah. I don't know. I don't really see him at Lakers games a lot. Do you?
He's been to a couple Lakers games.
He's always at the Cavs.
It's harder to get Lakers tickets, too, though.
But he's
I
Ric
love
Flair.
Ric Flair, but I got news for you, man. He don't look so good.
No, he does not look good at all. He has 1.2 million followers.
Okay.
That's,
yeah. That's a lot of people. Lot
and
of
he
people.
Follows 731.
Okay.
Including yours truly.
How about that?
Yeah.
One of 731.
There you go.
You
he,
special,
wait,
man.
He follows you, George?
He does.
Oh, that's cool. Does yep. he follow you, Cappy?
He does not.
There you go.
You should at him.
Hey.
Yeah, he does watch a lot of ESPN. I bet you he's probably like tweeted things about takes you've had, huh, George?
I don't know if he has or hasn't.
Like,
he started following
George
me years
Sedano.
Ago. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't remember. I remember him years ago starting to follow me.
All right, so New York Jets rookie
Why don't
quarterback.
You DM him?
I mean, you want me to ask him about the place in Gainesville?
Yeah, tell him to come on the air and explain it to us.
I don't think we want that.
I do.
Oh, man. Him. I mean, you see his posts and stuff lately. I just feel like he's, like you said, he doesn't.
He's a bit of a loose cannon. Yeah. These old wrestlers, you have to be really careful.
Yeah.
Because they will say some crazy bleep on the air and we'll run out of dumps.
Yeah. And just not like crumb of a nacho crazy bleep. Like actual.
You mean
bleep.
Like Tony Danza kind of crazy?
Yes.
Exactly.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Worse.
Yeah. All right. So, Jets rookie quarterback, Jordan Travis. He's seen as having the mentality needed to succeed in the NFL as a young quarterback, already envisioning taking over the starting job from Aaron Rodgers. He was asked if he imagines taking over the position from Rodgers if and when Aaron Rodgers moves on, and he said he actually thinks about it a lot. So some people kind of took it out of context and said, like, you know, he comes off as kind of a jerk for saying that, you know. He shouldn't be so quick to take over the starting guy's job. Do you guys have an issue with him saying that?
I don't. I think when you're him and you're an older kid, because he's 24 years old, I think that you look at your career and say, I need to get on the field sooner rather than later. So the Jets situation, in theory, is a good one because Aaron Rodgers will probably only play another couple of years. So I think if you want to get on the field, I think that's the right mentality for him to have. So
I mean, last night I'm watching the Tom Brady roast. I'm still not done with it. I've got 42 minutes remaining of a three-hour roast.
Oh, it's ending, way too long. It is,
but the ending was way better than the beginning.
Did you see the whole thing, George?
So I watched the whole thing after the fact. When I text you, I had just started it, and I was watching it after the fact, right? Like, I just put it on Netflix or whatever. And that's why I asked. I'm like, is this thing really 3 hours?
Wow, I'm impressed that you made it 3 hours in one sitting. I'm taking it in like half-hour
Well,
chunks.
I sped through two things. I sped through Kim Kardashian.
I did not. I thought she was great.
Which, wait, time out. Can I ask, why was she even there? Like, what relevancy does she have to, or like, relation to Tom Brady?
I think they dated at one point, didn't they? Or like, there was rumors
no.
that
no.
they dated.
No.
Wasn't there rumors that
no,
they dated?
No, we would have known that. That would have been a much bigger deal.
Oh, I thought, who was the rumor that he dated somebody, a Kardashian, I could have sworn?
No.
Like, it was just a rumor. I'm not saying that they, but she's L.A., fame royalty, whether you like her or you don't like her, and the thing's at the forum,
right.
So of course they have her.
And it, you know, maybe there's some sort of Netflix deal she has, who knows, you know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, I skipped past through her couple minutes.
And then
Randy Moss, after the first couple
Horrible.
Jokes didn't land,
Horrible.
I skipped through Randy.
Horrendous.
I probably,
so
I wish I would have skipped through Ben Affleck.
He was so bad.
I gotta see that.
He was the worst
terrible.
Of them all.
I've heard that, but I'm gonna see that tonight.
And then I wish I would have skipped through Tom Segura and the other guy. Who
oh, yeah.
Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, I wish I would have skipped
they
past
were not,
them.
I mean, I would say Segura was pretty funny, and I like Bert, and I know him. He's a pretty good dude, but he was not funny at all.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this,
I would have skipped past them, too, if I could have.
Gronk was hilarious.
Andrew Schultz to me, I thought about skipping past him, and I said, he's got to give me, the first joke or two has to hit, and I'll stick.
They did.
And he did. He nailed it.
He's the tall white guy with the mustache?
Yeah.
With the weird shaved head.
Yeah, I don't know who he is, so like, I didn't know.
He was really funny.
What was the young lady's name, the comedian? What's her name?
Nikki Glaser.
Oh my God, she's very funny.
She was great.
She's been on those roasts a million times.
But here's the reason I brought this up. Is because the story, and everybody's heard the story, Tom Brady is drafted in the sixth round. Drew Bledsoe is the starting quarterback. Brady walks into Bob Kraft's office and famously says, drafting me was the best decision the organization
ever made. Kraft said it was in the stands, that they were in the stands, that he was walking up. It wasn't in his office.
But think about that. Think about a sixth round rookie saying that to the owner of the team when you've got the number one overall pick and an established
star
quarterback.
And by the way, don't whatever me. I'm just trying to be, I'm telling you what the owner said,
but
damn it.
Look at the details. I'm
just trying to dismiss like the I'm giving you accuracy, for God's sake.
I'm giving you generalities,
He's
all
making
right?
sure that you don't get written up on Baird Sports Media again for incomplete and inaccurate information, Cap.
When did I get written up for incomplete and inaccurate information?
Never mind, carry on.
Okay, here's the point, okay? Kendrick, listen to me. The kid who's going to eventually, perhaps, this kid Jordan Travis. He should be excited about the future and the possibilities. So for anybody that's ripping the guy for saying anything, dude, you're a young guy, you're a rookie, you're just getting to the Jets, you want to play, you understand who's in front of you, you should be excited about it, just the same way Tom Brady was, in the stands or in the office, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
You hear that, George?
Yeah, I heard you.
One of the best roasts might have come from somebody who wasn't even on the roast.
Oh, yeah? Who that?
Eli Manning.
Oh.
He said,
Eli Manning did have that funny tweet.
He said, I thought about attending the roast of Tom Brady last night, but I did not want to roast him for a third time.
Mm. Yeah, it was funny. And Peyton was very good, too.
He was
great. Seen Peyton yet.
Peyton was at the end. He was very good. He was right before Brady.
Yeah, the two of them were fantastic.
He was very good. And I thought Belichick
was unbelievable.
Yeah, really well.
So was Gronkowski. Gronkowski was great.
Well, but he was just doing Gronk stuff. Right, like, he wasn't that great.
Yeah, no, but he took a beating all night long.
Yeah.
And he stood up there and he came back to everybody. You know, like, listen, Julian Edelman, good, not great.
Yeah, I thought he was fine. Yeah.
Randy Moss, shockingly terrible.
Yeah.
Drew Bledsoe, incredible timing.
Yeah.
I spoke to Drew earlier today because I'm name-dropping like that.
Oh, hashtag name-drop.
Yeah.
And
were you trying to get him on to... did you get him on the CappyCast?
No, I was trying to get him on our show.
Oh.
But he was playing golf this afternoon. I told him, I go, you know what, man? I go, this is going to have plenty for the week. We'll talk sometime during the week. We'll hype up the wine company, blah, blah, blah. I thought Drew Bledsoe, of all the former athletes... was maybe the best. And I haven't seen Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I loved Andrew Schultz because he went after everyone really well. And then he also, because Dana White went on. I didn't think Dana White was very good either.
No, he was
pretty weak.
I like Dana White.
And, yep, you thought he was good?
I just thought that it was funny that the way he was like, hey, look, he's only got 60 seconds. And, you know, everybody knows he's like this right-wing crazy guy. And, you know, he kind of was taking a shot at all the liberals. What I really loved about the roast was this. Everybody dropped their political correctness. Black, white, male, female, Jewish. It didn't matter. Everybody got beaten up last night. And I thought it was great.
Yeah. I just didn't think Dana White was that funny. Like, I don't think any of his jokes, like, landed the way that other people's landed. Not as bad as, like, Randy Moss, but in the same, like, category to me.
Somebody said that Randy Moss looked like he was dressed like he was the Bagger
Vance. Bagger Vance.
And that was like, what was he dressed
for? The legend
for?
Of Bagger Vance, the golfer, yes.
Like, he was, like, a substitute teacher.
Yeah. Because he was wearing like a quarter zip under his jacket. It was
But the jacket was kind of plaid.
DeAndre
right.
wants
have
to know
style
who Bagger Vance is.
So I thought Andrew Schultz had the funniest line about Dana White. If you know about like all the stuff that Dana White has done in the UFC, he made some comment about like getting. He's the one guy that's made a profit of minorities fighting minorities, and then he said he made some sort of comment about the way he doesn't pay his guys.
Yeah,
and that they like all the sports people were like, whoa, they got him.
You know what the weirdest part of the whole night? I know we're going to talk about this later. I didn't mean to bring it up like in this sort of detail, but. When Brady stood up and said to Jeffrey Ross about the massage line, hey, Tom.
He didn't want that. Right. Kraft was the only one they felt like they didn't want to like really beat up.
In the meantime, there were plenty of other people who took their shots at Bob Kraft as the night went on.
Yeah, but not in that way.
Oh, so what? I think it was probably
like the guy's getting pretty old. You know, he's trying to like keep a little bit of a level of respect for him.
Oh, please. He did what he did.
I think he was
an amazing guy. Bob Kraft's an incredible owner, an incredible businessman, an incredible philanthropist, an incredible, advocate for Jewish rights. I mean, I can go on and on and sing the praises of Bob Kraft, but it's a roast.
I know. You are right 100%. However, I thought it was kind of sweet that Tom Brady was like protecting him.
He stood up for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Please. Come on, Tom. Sit down.
I was with you, Lindsay. I was like, I thought it was nice that he did it. Now, I don't think it stopped anything. You know what I mean? Like, but
Jeffrey Ross was great. He rolled with it. He was awesome. Shout out to you, Jeffrey.
By the way, that is Radio Tinder. We're done, I guess. Brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small-batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. Did you see me? I was toasting a little Tequila Mandala on Saturday.
I did see that, as a matter of fact. I did see that. In fact, I think I may have even seen you post a couple of different Tequila Mandala bottles.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, nice. Two of the four?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not bad.
The reposado and the extra añejo.
Oh, the extra añejo is so sweet.
Añejo.
Mm-hmm. Añejo.
Cappy, should we do a roast here? I mean, I feel like the Kamenetskis already did that for us.
Yeah.
They did do that last year. They did.
You know, I thought it was funny when they did it. I don't care what Chris says.
They were awesome.
They were hilarious.
Right, they were great. And I'll tell you something, honestly,
I think Chris was threatened, if anything.
I thought the roast was so good last night. Again, I'm 42 minutes to the end.
Yeah.
I thought it was so great, and it was so entertaining, and I just loved how, again, everybody dropped political correctness last night.
Yes,
it didn't matter if you were black, white, female, Jewish. Nothing mattered. Everything was out there, and everybody took their beat down.
I think it should be like that, though. Like, when you're going into that environment and that specific situation where, like, it's a roast, we're just going to rip on each other, like, that's what people should expect.
And I thought Kevin Hart was hilarious.
I think Dave Chappelle would have been. Oh, wait, never mind. You didn't see the ending.
All right. By the way, take your time to vote for the biggest night of the year in L.A., the Mandy's, Mandy's 3. Go to ESPNLA.com and click on the Mandy's 3 voting page logo, and you can vote there. So there you have it. All right, Cappy, coming up next, let's finally get to those damn new Laker candidates.
Okay, I want to hear this.
And we're going to have to scratch a few off the list. Okay,
I want to hear that too.
Yeah. All right, that's coming up next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Not
oh,
it,
nice.
And it feels so good. Peaches and Herb. Not Peaches and Herb.
Not to be confused with Peaches and Cream.
Right. But
way
Herb,
different song.
As opposed to Herb.
Are you pointing out that the name Herb, the H is not silent versus
correct.
The actual
this
plant?
Is a, right. That you need to actually pronounce the H. Peaches and Herb.
Well, I didn't think they were talking about peaches and herb.
No, Herb. They're not.
Herb, he's a guy.
Herbert. Try it. Boy, this song. DeAndre, do I even need to say this to you? Man, you ain't know nothing about no peaches and herb or Herb.
I've heard this song before, man.
You've never heard this song
before. I promise you I have.
Maybe your dad played it for your mom. You know?
I heard this song. You know, man, you're trying to give me knowledge on this, but I heard music like this, man.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Old school.
Old school.
Hey, hey.
You know what's funny? Old school to DeAndre is probably like stuff that
90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Gin and juice.
Yeah. Well, that is that. Yeah.
Anything 90s. You're 25 like years old, of course. Anything before he was born.
You know what you got to do, man? You got to go back to some Peter Piper picked peppers, but run, rock, rhyme. Humpty Dumpty fell down. It's his hard time. Jackie Nimble said Jimbo, and he was quick. And you know, that's what you need. You need to go back and listen to some old school Run DMC.
That's like
80s, 1987.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, why don't you send me some music then, you know?
I know. Why are you always talking? Why don't you just do something?
Yeah, make him a playlist.
I don't have the bandwidth. I don't have the bandwidth for it.
Have your assistant.
Make him a, a mixtape.
It's not a bad idea, though, Lindsay. I could actually load some work onto my assistant.
Yes.
I could do that.
Like, please make a Spotify playlist. Do you use Spotify, DeAndre?
No, I'm actually Apple Music.
I use Apple Music.
Oh, there you go. Apple Music then.
Nice. Nice. Good for you, man.
Yeah, Cappy doesn't pay for any of it.
No, I use Pandora with the commercials.
Right.
Oh, no.
Me and LeBron.
Like LeBron used to.
Yeah.
By the way, producer Emily from the Travis and Sliwa show texted in to confirm that Cappy's right. She said there were rumors of Kim and Tom last fall.
There you go.
And she mentioned
Kim
in
Kardashian.
The roast, which I didn't see that part because I turned it on. I turned it on when Julian Edelman had just gotten up on stage.
Oh, really? You missed all the beginning? Oh, man, you missed a lot.
Well, I was going to go back and watch it, but everyone said it was just
No, it was really great. I'm telling you right now. Listen.
Okay. I mean, I believe you because I thought the ending was fantastic, especially Peyton and Tom. They were the best.
So, George, who'd you say the comedian was? The tall white guy with the hairdo and the mustache? Okay, I don't know Andrew Schultz's work. Hey, Andrew, I know you're listening. No offense, bro. I'll be checking you out. Because I didn't know Nikki Glaser's work either, and I thought she was hysterical.
Tony Hinchcliffe
was
also...
You had never seen any of those roasts? She's been on them a bunch.
She's got, like, TV shows, too.
No, I've not seen any of Nikki Glaser. I haven't seen a Comedy Central roast in a really, really long time. And so, I will say, I thought Nikki Glaser was great. I thought this guy who you're just mentioning now, I don't know who his name is yet, I'll learn
Tony
it.
Tony Hinchcliffe?
Okay.
Andrew Schultz.
Now, the Tony guy, he's the guy with that podcast, that live podcast.
Yeah, Tommy.
Kill Tony.
Kill Tony or kill Tom?
Kill Tony. Yeah, it's Tony.
Yeah.
He was freaking hysterical too, that guy. He was great.
Yeah, he was funny.
He opened for Joe Rogan in Vegas and he opened for Bill Burr when I was in Vegas one time. He's great.
I'm gonna just say this. I got 42 minutes to go. I'm in the middle of that one guy whose name I'm gonna learn, and then I'm gonna see Peyton Manning, I'm gonna see Tom. I thought Belichick, shockingly, I thought
he was great.
People who say like Belichick should be like on TV because he doesn't have a coaching job. And I was like, oh, no, he wouldn't be good on TV. After watching Belichick last night deliver and the timing, Belichick could do it.
We had this conversation a while ago, and I said to you, people that really know him always say he's really funny. And we got to see it.
Yeah, last night he was great.
Jimmy Johnson always says Bill Belichick is one of the funniest guys I'm around. Like when we talk, like when we're just, you know, because all those guys go to Jimmy Johnson in the Keys and they go on this boat and whatever. And he's always said Belichick is hilarious.
Well, I now can confirm that I agree. He's hilarious.
See, but this is you don't now you had to see it publicly.
Yeah, right. That's right.
So you didn't get to the part yet where Robert Kraft speaks, right?
No, I haven't seen Robert Kraft. I haven't seen
Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
that's towards the
end, too. I heard Ben Affleck's a disaster.
He was a disaster.
I don't even know what the point of that was, other than to just be a fanboy.
I don't get it, either. He was really, really bad. Like, it wasn't... He didn't have a single funny joke in there.
Right.
And he was so awkward, too. Like, he kept stumbling over his words.
Well, maybe he was wasted.
I don't know. He didn't seem
People
like
think
it.
Drew Bledsoe might have been wasted.
Yeah, I saw people say that about Bledsoe, but I don't believe that.
I mean, he was definitely drinking a lot of wine.
He was early in the night, Drew Bledsoe.
Right, but you think those guys were just like not drinking before the show?
I don't know, but I mean, I think people like saw Bledsoe wiping his nose a bunch of times, and they're like, "Ooh, what's he on?" You know, and I'm like,
"I don't think anyone actually made that suggestion."
Yeah, I don't think so. Either.
Oh no, I could show you people that did make. That
I don't
suggestion.
Think anyone I saw on social media made that suggestion that you're
really?
Making, and you should probably take back.
What am I taking back? I'm saying that people
I'm just saying,
that.
Like, I'm, just look, don't get us in any freaking trouble, you jerk face.
Well, how do you know they were drinking before the show?
He was drinking on stage!
Right, but that's not before the show. That's during the
show. How do you know they weren't? Of course,
how
because
you
if
know?
You go to any of those shows, they're all drinking behind the stage.
How do you know that?
Have you ever been to one of those tapings of a show like that?
No.
Like
I've never
a talk
been to
show
one.
Even? There,
no.
Oh, there's a green room
no.
where they all sit in there and they're drinking.
No, I've never actually been
the
to a
Jimmy
roast.
The Jimmy Kimmel one is like infamous for it.
No, I've never been to a roast before. Have
the
you been to one of these
the
Comedy Central roasts? I've not been to one.
Brother, I'm telling you that I know comedians who have been there, and they all tell me, whether it's the Jimmy Kimmel show, those talk shows, those roasts, they're all getting hammered.
Yeah, ask your friend right now. Ask him.
So you guys think Monster Bledsoe Brownie. Was wasted while he was
I don't
on
know
stage?
If he was or wasn't, but that's what people were alluding to, that he was drinking wine the whole night.
By the way,
but you're suggesting maybe something more nefarious.
No, I'm not suggesting
not.
It at all. I'm saying that that's not his deal.
Well, okay, then just say that.
You bringing it up, I think, created a layer that was not previously mentioned.
Correct.
Oh, you guys didn't see what I saw on social media. By the way, you're the same people that right away said what I said. What is Kim Kardashian doing there? I said the rumors were that Kardashian and Brady were dating.
I did not know that.
No. That's never happened.
No.
We would have heard about that. And we did hear
and
about it.
I stand corrected.
How do you think I knew about it?
No one I saw was referring to what you were referring to about Bledsoe.
Yeah, I don't think I was really referring to that. I said he wiped his nose a bunch of times.
You literally...
You know what, Cappy? Take the end of the segment. It's all yours.
You literally said that.
In Jesus, for the love of God.
By the way, did you guys notice that there were some of his teammates in like the back row? I don't know exactly who they were, but they were not laughing, and one of them looked like he was falling asleep at one point.
No, I didn't see that.
It was pretty funny.
Drew Bledsoe's my man. I got Drew Bledsoe's back. That's all I'm saying.
I think you said more than you needed to say.
I don't think so.
Oh, nothing worse than the horse.
I don't think so at all. I thought Drew Bledsoe was the best of them all. Now, I haven't seen Peyton Manning yet.
Oh, I think he was the best.
And I haven't seen Bob Kraft, but I know who the worst was. Boy, Randy Moss, I got to tell you something, man. For a guy.
Did you learn nothing from the last time we talked about someone on the air and got a cease and desist? Did you not learn from any of that?
What, I can't say that Randy Moss is terrible?
I hate you. You're a bad guy. Chris is right.
You are losing your mind.
I loved
today.
You for months, and today I hate you.
You are losing your mind today, man.
Focus.
Yeah, oh, yes, exactly, Pepe. Tell him.
Focus.
Cappy, you a freak, man.
Yes, it's you
true.
Are.
That's true. That's straight up the truth
we
right there.
We need all the insults.
Jesus,
up Cappy. The truth. Come on, Pepe.
By the way, Cappy, did you see Bad Bunny at the Met Gala?
I have seen Bad Bunny.
Yo soy malo, nah, baby, eso es un gimmick, pero el sol es para calienta más que el de Phoenix, yo lo sabe.
He looks like my man Casper Villa to me.
He does. I feel like it's an idea you should have on your inspo board for your Mandy's outfit.
When I'm looking for my Mandy's outfits, I very much go to the Met Gala and look at who's rocking what, and that will determine what I'm going to be wearing at the Mandy's this year. All right, George, take it away.
No,
you're a bad guy.
Go bleep yourself now.
You're a bad guy. You are a bad guy. You are.
He's not a failure, Eric.
Go back to Lakers coaches, will you? Tell me who's taken off the list, will you?
No, I'm not telling you anything.
Come on, tell me. Tell me JJ Redick's taking the team.
Nothing.
JJ Redick's the new coach.
You get nothing, and you're going to like it.
You tell me who the new coach is.
No, I refuse.
It was time for him to whip it out.
I mean, you would have been better off saying that.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're mad that you said something that you alluded to something that you said no one should have said.
I think you guys are taking this just a little too seriously. I think it was a roast, and it's called comedy.
No, no.
And I would think that experts like yourselves would understand that.
No, not really.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know why I played that one. And the show is officially off the rails.
Fuck us.
Come on, George, get us back.
Screw you. Now you can go to break.